Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Okay, so we've all watched the dog shows that happen typically around the holidays, but there's just one big show that really makes us all kind of stop, take a look, and go, huh, is it really like that? We've seen the funny movies that are based around these things. We have online with us a gentleman who knows the answers to all those questions and more. He is known as the doggy concierge for the New York Hotel, Pennsylvania, and he is here to share with us some of his pooch relations specialties. I want to welcome to the show Jerry Grimek. Jerry, welcome.
Thank you so much, Robert. Such a pleasure to chat with you.
It is great to have you, my friend. Okay, now, first of all, you are the guy when it comes to pooch relations.
You bet you. Basically, whenever Westminster comes into town, Hotel Pennsylvania rolls out the green carpet for all the dogs, and we welcome them with open paws.
Open paws. I love it. Hey, so, you know, I think the first question is, why does Westminster, because there are a lot of dog shows, but why does Westminster just capture everybody's imagination?
You know what? Over the years, it's the prestige that comes with it. It's something about it that it's in New York, right? So it's the city, it's the number one city in the world. And you got to imagine this is one of the longest running sporting events just behind the Kentucky Derby. So this is, again, the longest running dog pet sporting event. And people just love it. There's limited dogs that could come in. It becomes such a fashion, such a sporting thing. It's scary to think. It's like a Miss America pageant with the Super Bowl all rolled up into one.
Now, how many dogs does the hotel maintain during the dog show?
We literally maintain roughly, I'd say, a third of the dogs from the Westminster Dog Show. Because you have to imagine, Westminster Dog Show is up to 3,000 dogs. And we have 1,700 rooms.
Wow.
And at any point, we can have well over 1,000 dogs in our hotel during the Westminster Dog Show.
That is a lot of grass area that is needed, I'd bet.
You betcha. And we know how to take care of them like no one else can.
So now, what are some of the things that you are regularly asked to do for the dogs?
Well, here's what's interesting. People coming into the city, and they know New York's Hotel Pennsylvania. They know we're literally the host hotel for the Westminster Dogs because we're right across the street from Madison Square Garden. But a lot of these people know that, and they come back year after year. So what we like to do is we like to add new amenities to the first-in-line dog spa, which is created by Judy Davis. And you see, we like to talk about it, and every year she'll add new things to it. We try to add new amenities, new events. Last year, we had dogs getting married at the hotel. We had a puptual ceremony, as I like to call it.
Very nice. I've been to several of those in the last couple of years. That's certainly catching on. Now, I've got to imagine that the dogs coming, this isn't like an agility dog. This isn't like, you know, a surf dog. Show dogs really are treated much differently and on a higher expectation level, if you will. Is it difficult to meet the needs for that many of these types of dogs?
It's a very interesting question. And you know what? We find that the owners come pre-prepared because they know what it takes to make sure their dog is performing optimally. I'm telling you, they bring in their snacks, they bring in the proper combs, they have the proper music, you name it, they'll bring it in. We will help them with special, extra special requests, such as we had an opera singer in the lobby one year. We had someone ask for a red carpet to be rolled out when they arrived. This is for the dog, mind you. And special food requests over the years as well. Let's say the owner was busy, and they ask if, you know, we could pick something up that's just outside for them to help them out. We've picked up cheeseburgers for dogs before, pizza, chicken sandwiches, you name it.
Wow. Okay, I hope the competition was done because no one's fitting into a bathing suit after that kind of diet. Now,
hey, they say the burgers make their fur look shiny. I wish it did the same for me.
Oh, boy. You and me both, my friend. You and me both. Now, who have been some of the interesting guests that you've had over the years?
We've hosted Best in Show winners. Recently, we hosted Uno, the prized beagle. And what's interesting is where Uno was staying, we call it Uno's room. People actually ask for Uno's room. They call in and say, I want to stay where Uno was staying because they feel it's a good luck charm.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, you got to think about that. Athletes don't shave, you know, during playoffs and do all these unique things. Are dog owners that are participating in these events the same way? They have their own rituals and superstitions?
Yes, definitely. They may not want to share it, but you know they have it, whether it's the clothing that they wear, the morning jog, morning food. They all have some little ritual or something that they do, which helps them. It makes them feel better, like, okay, we're ready. It's our routine.
The Hotel Pennsylvania was also awarded the 2012 Pet Friendly Hotel of the Year Award. How do you achieve that award?
You know what? Thank you for mentioning that. We were very excited by that. Hotel Pennsylvania is very excited for that, and we look to continue hosting our four-legged friends. It's an interesting mix because I got to tell you, not only are we Westminster friendly, we're pet friendly year round. That is literally dogs, cats. People have brought in birds, of course, in cages, of course. You want to bring in a horse? I don't know. You're going to have to call about that. That's a difficult one. But number one is being pet-friendly and accessible to people that need to travel with pets. And the second is going that extra mile and saying, hey, we have these special VIPs, as I like to call them, very important pooches coming in for the dog show. What can we do to really make them feel more welcome and show them that we care?
Now, what have been some of the most unique requests that you've received over the years?
Now, I touched on it earlier, which is very interesting. One of them was we had people requesting they wanted to get their dog married. So we had helped work with one of the event organizers to have a wedding in our Pentop ballroom. So that was one item. That was one year. The following year, we had four pupples get married.
Interesting.
So it was almost like for all seasons, for every season, a pupple for every season.
I love it.
We also had the opera singer. One of the owners wanted an opera singer to serenade her dog before the show because the dog loved opera. And it was just beautiful to see in our lobby. So we were able to set it up in our lobby. We sanctioned off an area, and the dog was there in a tuxedo and top hat and was serenaded by an opera singer.
Now, are there fans and whatnot that are hanging out at the hotel trying to catch a glimpse of Uno or some of the other big dogs?
Oh, yes. They come in all day. We have media people. We have international guests because some of them haven't seen all these dogs. Westminster represents thousands of breeds, and you got to think about this. Like, how many of these have people really seen? So
right.
It's a great opportunity for them to figure out these are the different breeds. These are different sizes. And these dogs are friendly. They love the attention.
That's a great point. That's a great point there, Jerry. And let me ask you this. For people who want to get more information about what you do, about the hotel, what's the best website for them to visit?
They can go to hotelpenn.com. That's hotelpenn.com.
Jerry, I love what you guys are doing. We definitely got to have you on more regularly. We didn't even really get to touch on something that I love, the good old pet fashion shows, but I know you've been in attendance and had some of them there over the years, and just a lot of great stuff. It's really a fun part of the pet world that we're glad that you're able to share with our listeners. Really appreciate everything you're doing.
Robert, I thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. And I wanted to talk to you more as well. So how about this? Next year's show is coming up in February 2014. Let's make a plan for you and I to talk. I would love to give you some exclusives from the hotel, anything you need, or maybe invite you down and you do a segment from the hotel.
I would love to do that, my friend, and we will definitely be talking. And folks, again, don't forget you can get more information about what Jerry and the hotel are doing. Great place. Hotelpenn.com. Again, that's hotelpenn.com. Jerry, thanks again for joining us.
No problem. Have a great day. Thanks again.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.